This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm keeping cool in the summertime.
We're in the newish HeadGum offices, and the arms are not the employees' arms, but the
arms microphone holding up arm. The microphone.
Yeah, I can't get a good position where I can look you in the
eye.
Well,
we've only been here for 20 minutes checking these microphones.
I need to look you in the eye to tell if you're telling the truth or not.
You don't think I'm staying cool in the summertime?
No. And
look at me. I'm cool as ice.
And I'll tell you another thing, Tim.
I'm a regular Robert Van Winkle over here.
Well, Tim, the polygraph I have over here says another thing.
It's not even hooked up.
It looks like a seismograph. It's going so crazy. It looks like
that's the way my
Mount Vesuvius
my
is going
vitals
off.
Normally are. I'm a temperamental man. When I'm at rest, my heart is racing.
150 beats per minute.
It's beating as fast as a hummingbird heart, and it is like 100,000 times as severe.
Well, you have a much bigger heart than a hummingbird.
Yeah, it's true. They say that. The ladies say that.
The ladies say that.
A bigger heart than a hummingbird.
Wow.
Which isn't that big, I guess.
No, not really. Even if they were
my body is only about twice the size of a hummingbird. Did everybody know that I'm tiny?
Yeah, I assume everybody knows you record this under a glass that I've put on top of you.
Yeah, a magnifying glass. Oh, I see.
A glass to keep you from, run away like a spider.
Well, then I wouldn't be staying
and,
cool.
Well,
in
and
the
to
summertime.
Keep the spiders out.
Well, I appreciate, Tom, I do appreciate you protecting me from the spiders.
Good. You're welcome.
I says, I'm staying cool in the summertime, Tom.
Do I have a line?
I thought maybe you'd want to follow up. Like, maybe how?
How? Harry, we did a whole episode about this last week.
Yeah, I know, but this is a new thing that I tried this week.
Oh, you have a new technique? All right.
Tom, I froze bananas.
Oh, Tim, this is
And then I put them in a food processor and processed them into an ice cream-like custardy texture and put berries in it.
And slathered that all over.
No, I ate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was great.
They have like a machine that does that.
Yeah, it's called a food processor
or
a blender.
They have like a banana gurt or something.
You know what? I don't understand these. Well, I do understand them, but I don't understand the people that buy these like very specific use kitchen appliance. Like, you can make, why would you buy a thing? Like, put this on your counter or in your cabinets. If you're like me, you only have two cabinets because you live in New York City. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying they should market all products to New York City.
This one thing you can make bananas into ice cream, which, by the way, like there are three other appliances that can do that for
you. Some people live out on the range. They've got all the room in the world. Some people aren't interested in a food processor. They only care about having a banana treat.
Nothing makes me angrier than people who have a lot of space to store things in a kitchen.
And
you know what?
If they're
the
using
revolution
it or
is
not
com-
using it,
the,
or you
listen,
don't care.
People, the revolution is coming, and you can't build a fence high enough to protect all your stuff.
So you, as somebody who lives in New York City, is threatening.
I'm not threatening anybody. I'm not
everybody else.
I'm a coward.
I'm take your big kitchen.
I know how to multitask with my appliances, but I'm just saying. Oh, I got a thing that can make. You can make an avocado into guacamole. Yeah, there's a million things. All you need is a spoon. You don't need a gadget.
The banana treat machine it has like a spout for the treat to come out into. You can put like a cone under there or something. You can't do that with a food processor.
You know what? I improvise. I put it into a one of those pastry bags and it comes out like soft serve. I don't do that. I just scoop it into a bowl. It's fine. I stay cool in the summertime, which is more than
more than most
people could say. All right. How are you doing this week, Tom?
I'm good. I have one. I'll talk about how I am in a moment. But I have one of those.
I thought you were going to say like I'm in a moment.
I'm having a moment.
Yes.
No, I used to be a big fan of those dumb kitchen gadgets.
You're a fan of gadgets, big and small, my friend.
That stuff all the time.
Remember that time you bought the deep fryer and left it right outside my bedroom door and would cook fish in it all the time?
No, I cooked fish in it once, and then I was like, God,
didn't
this
throw out
stinks.
The oil. Yeah.
Well, you got to save the oil, Tim. I eventually flush it down the toilet.
You flush a lot of things down the toilet.
Makes everything go away.
I remember you'd often make soup, and you'd always be like, oh, leftover soup, and you'd flush it down the toilet. And
yeah.
Like, that's a weird thing.
That's better than flushing it down the sink. Different pipes.
Put it in the garbage.
No,
or, you know what?
I'm not going to have a big wet garbage.
Maybe eat the, maybe eat
that
the
on
soup.
My...
Ever try eating the soup?
I've tried eating the soup. Sometimes it's too much soup. You got to put some of it in the toilet.
Don't make
and
so
look,
much
nobody,
soup.
Nobody's none the wiser.
I saw it happen. I've been holding this secret for a decade. It feels great.
Well, if you had told me when you saw it happen, I could have pretended like, oh, I don't feel so good. Oh, I threw up. Yeah. I threw up all this pea soup. But I was going to say I have a kitchen gadget that I do like. It's one of those like egg boilers.
Egg boiler?
Yeah.
Like a pot of water?
No, not like a pot of water. Not your grandpa's egg boiler, Tim.
My grandpa had the best egg boilers, and it was a pot of water.
No, this thing's...
Pots of all different sizes.
It's basically just like a little hot plate, and then it's got like a plastic tray that you put eggs on top of. The eggs are very... It can't make boiled eggs without eggs.
That's... All right. I'll allow it.
And then you put like a very little bit of water, small amount of water, and then there's like a dome that like seals it, and then it just steams.
Let me ask you this.
Steam boils the eggs.
Tom, is this gadget itself shaped like an egg?
No, that would be silly.
Well, that's disappointing. That seems like the
now,
perfect opportunity
to like
have an egg-shaped
gadget. If it were shaped like
an
egg, it would be too
gadget.
Big. No, the shell is see-through, so you can keep an eye on the eggs.
Wait, it's a self-contained thing? You don't have to put it in the microwave or anything?
No, you plug it into the... You put the water on, like, the hot plate. You close the top on. Everybody listening knows what I'm talking about right now. They're all screaming at their phones.
It, like, steams the eggs? Are you making steamed eggs?
You can hard... You
Is that why your apartment smells like that?
Smells like steamed eggs? No, you can steam...
I never considered what a steamed egg would smell like, but now I'm thinking of your apartment, and it's all coming together.
It steams... You can steam an egg so bad that it boils it.
Wow.
And, Tim,
Must
the
be
amount...
Must be tough on the eggs.
The amount... What?
Must be tough on the eggs.
Well, I don't ask the eggs what they... You know what? How the eggs feel about it is not my concern.
I know. It's a sign of the times that you'd say such a thing and be okay with that.
So you put like, I'm talking like a Dixie cup full of water.
Wow. So you're doing this to conserve water? Is
yeah,
why you
more
bought
or
this
less.
Gadget?
Very little water. And was that your only question?
What do you mean?
You had some kind of a question about it.
I asked if it was a freestanding.
Yeah,
where,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I have other follow ups.
So you put the water.
How often
in.
Do you use it? How many times have you used it?
I've used it dozens of times.
That's not true.
Dozens of eggs.
So
Think
one carton
it.
Of eggs.
Think about it. Makes sense.
Yeah, it does add up. You know how I could tell you were lying about that?
What?
Because you're like eggs. What can I say? Dozen.
What? No. I've used it so many times, Tim. It's almost worn out. It's almost time to get a new one.
Really?
Hopefully they still make them.
Where'd you buy it?
It was a gift.
From whom?
The Pope.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. It's
a papal visit gift.
Pope
likes no,
steaming eggs so bad that they boil, huh?
It was like a gift from my brother and sister-in-law. But it was like one of those Christmas gifts. Like they had already given me Christmas gifts, and then I feel like it was like a few months later they were like, "Oh, we got you this," and we
forgot
about it.
No, your birthday is a few months after Christmas. Was it a birthday gift?
I don't know. Everybody was wearing hats, silly hats, and streamers.
Yeah, no, that's a birthday party.
Oh, okay. So they gave me that. Oh, how it works? You don't put it in the microwave. You just plug it into the wall. It's got its own power.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't have its own power. It doesn't generate its own power.
No.
You need to provide your own. But it uses just a standard wall. It's not like a proprietary wall socket or anything.
Well, that's good. So I could use that in my home?
You could if you have U.S. standard.
I do. Yeah.
Can you get different sockets in a different place? Like what would prevent that?
I think you'd have to redo all the wiring from the wall.
Yeah, but what if you're like a rich Englishman? And you come over the U.S. and you're like, oh, I prefer to use my existing electronics.
Yeah, I want to use those depressing plugs.
They are. They're too much.
They're too big. They're sturdier. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
They don't bend because like our plugs bend sometimes.
Yeah. No,
these things, I feel like if you like accidentally kicked a wire or something, it'd rip a hole out of your wall before it gave.
Exactly. So I appreciate that.
I think they're brass. They're all brass.
Everything there is brass.
And the way this machine works, if you could call it such.
A machine?
Yeah.
The egg cooker? Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a machine.
I don't know if it's really a machine.
You know
it
what's a machine, Tom? I'm
going to
blow your mind. A ramp.
Oh, yeah.
An inclined plane.
They were always trying to sell us on that.
Yeah, you know that's a machine.
Shut up. It's not a machine.
Oh, it's like simple machine.
Simple machine for simple mind. That's
exactly
what I would say to the teacher.
Yeah, take that, seventh grade science teacher. Idiot.
It's like, you know what?
You know what my seventh grade science teacher did?
What?
Had illicit dalliances with a student.
Was it you? Is that what you're hinting at?
No. Yeah.
Did he use a simple machine?
Presumably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about this anymore, Tom.
I remember when they were like, pulley's a machine. I was like, all right. Yeah, I guess. And then when they were like, a ramp's a machine, I was like, get the hell out of here. Yeah.
So anyway.
My tax dollars are paying for this class.
Yeah, come on, man. It's bad enough that you had dalliances with an underage student.
So you plug it in, you press the button, only one button.
Right.
You can't screw it up. And then when it runs out of water, like when all the water has been boiled away, because there is a tiny hole in the dome to let some steam out.
Yeah, the dome hole.
Yeah.
Classic dome hole situation.
When it runs out of water, it does this.
Is that like a buzzer,
yeah,
or is
like
that
a
natural noise that it makes?
You know, I don't know. I don't even know how it knows to make the noise.
Hmm. Maybe when the pressure gets too high.
No, it's when the water's gone. It does that. Somehow it can tell there's no more water. Maybe there's a hidden camera somewhere in the machine.
Well, it seems another machine has stumped you, Tom.
If there's a hidden camera, then I'll give it to it. It's a machine. It's a real machine. That's how my egg cooker works. It's great. You can make soft-boiled eggs with it, too, but come on. I'm not a creep. I can make soft-boiled eggs.
Fascinating stuff, Tom. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes?
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep!
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
Yeah,
you want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both.
Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Tim. Well, during the break here, you and Mariga just berated me about this machine more.
Yeah, we had a full like 3-minute conversation about.
Yeah, you guys are saying that you know how to boil eggs better, but you don't like eggs, so that's why you don't do it.
I mean, I boil eggs. I don't like it, but I do it.
Yeah, when they're about to go
American,
bad.
Goddamn it.
Anyway, Tim, what are we talking about this week?
Tom, we are talking about security.
Yeah.
I need security.
What kind of security were we talking about? Because I realized we discussed this topic and we agreed to it and then we didn't really discuss further.
Yeah. Well, here's what we were talking
security
about.
Security is a lot of things.
Yeah. We were talking about two things.
I was talking about the loving embrace
of
just two big arms around you.
Yeah.
Offering security.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what we're talking about. We're just going to embrace each other.
Talk
about how safe we felt in each other's arms.
Your arms aren't big enough to make me feel safe.
I'm sorry, Tom.
My biggest complaints about you.
I'm sorry I'm so tiny.
No, what were you going to say?
You pitched this topic to me today because you said, I wanted to talk about security because the other day I was shredding documents.
Yeah.
That was it. So we're talking about shredding documents, and then we were talking about password managers. So I guess this should be called security or shredding documents and passwords.
I have nothing about password managers in my notes.
Oh, well, I did a deep dive on password
managers.
Oh,
okay. Well, I was thinking more like...
Here's my... Well, I'll save my chunk on password managers for later in the...
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll figure out what the episode's going to be during this part, and then we'll go and record it.
Okay, cool.
Do you have a paper shredder?
I did, but I got rid of it. You want to know why? It got paper dust all over.
Paper dust?
Yeah.
How good of a shredder was this?
Not great, I guess.
No, did it shred paper till it became dust?
No, it shred paper into shreds.
Uh-huh.
But then what it would do, it always have this like... You know what I mean?
I don't think that's paper dust.
Something. Got all over everything. Whenever I'd move pretty frequently. I'm always on the run.
Yeah, shredding papers and moving.
Yeah. I would always just have dust all over my hands. So I was like, I got to get rid of this thing. I don't have papers important enough to shred.
See, I think everybody does nowadays. One of my banks, no, like two or three of my banks.
Hold on. Why do you have so many banks?
Well, I have identities to keep up.
Okay.
And I keep everything.
Because you're not a man who has a lot of money, but you have a lot of banks.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of money, a lot of banks.
Yeah, you keep
the
it
Tom
spread
Reynolds
out.
Story. Yeah.
That way, in case one of the banks folds.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Then you know,
you've got money in the other one.
Yeah, you got 50 like, bucks in the other one.
Yeah, like J.P. Morgan Chase folds or Bank of America.
Tom, you joke, but think about it.
Mm-hmm.
One day, Chase.
Yeah.
He's just going to, or Bank of America or something. They're just going to be like, hey, guess what? We're keeping all
we
this money.
We spent all that money.
Yeah, we're keeping it. Something went wrong. I don't know. Where you're never going to get the whole story. But long story short, you're not getting your money back. And the government's going to be like, eh, yeah, you,
no,
you should have read
the
FDIC.
Fine.
Yeah, I know. And the FDIC would be like, eh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to pay the bank back that money. It's all gone. Who knows where it went? It's the bankers' houses. We'll give them the money, put it back in the vault, but you can't have it. They need to like buy property with that. It's gonna happen, and everybody's just gonna be like, "Well, there's nothing we can do."
No, honestly, I don't think like
we're coming for your kitchen gadgets, you fuckers.
Consumer like checking accounts, I don't think are like a big enough payday for that.
No, they'll.
That's
do
why
exactly, and that's why they'll get away with it
because yeah,
they'll be like. Why would we go after this? This is the small potatoes.
Yeah, we'd go after these guys. Yeah. But meanwhile, they're in cahoots with those guys
yeah, and then
to
like
get all my money.
18 months later, they'll be sitting at some table in front of senators or something. And some senators will be mean to them for like 45 minutes. And they'll be like, oh, poor Jamie Dimon. Aw. And then everybody will forget. And put the money back into Chase.
Who's Jamie Dimon? Is cartoon character or something it sounds like?
Dustin Diamond's dad. Screech's dad.
He wishes.
Yeah, he does wish.
Jamie Dimon does.
the CEO of JP Morgan Chase is thinking like, if only Screech was my son.
Yeah. He said it to his own sons in fits of rage.
Yeah. He's like, you don't understand. We have similar sounding names.
Yeah. I wish Screech were my son.
No, Tom, nobody wishes Screech was there. Maybe Damien's parents from The Omen.
I think.
Or Rosemary.
I don't think.
Of the baby of the same.
I don't think Mr. Belding would wish it, but I think he would accept it.
Yeah, I mean, it would explain why he kept him around for so long.
Mr. Belding or Screech?
He kept Screech around when the whole new
class came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would make a lot of sense. He's looking out for his son.
For as many times I've seen every episode of Saved by the Bell, which is dozens. I've seen every episode dozens of times.
As many times
never
as
seen
I've boiled an egg.
One episode of Saved by the Bell, the new class. I watched it for like 4 minutes, and I was like, this is not for me.
So it sounds like you saw one episode.
No, I watched like part of one. What, like one-fifth of an episode? Less? 1/6
Well, it's not
episode.
On as often.
It was when I was a kid.
Not before it started. Let's just argue about this for an hour.
What were we talking about?
Paper shredders.
Oh, right.
All right. I have a few things to say
about
it.
The banks are going to take all your money at some point. It's started.
The banks send me checks all the time, blank checks. But which,
nice.
And you're probably thinking, hey, great.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, pass some of those my way. But here's the problem. The blank checks are like not real. I guess they're real, but they're just like loan checks. They send me checks all the time. They're like, hey, use these checks and pay for your other credit cards. And I'm like, no, I see what you're up to. You just want me to pay you that money instead of other people I owe money
yeah.
to.
Yeah. They don't do that to me.
They don't? I swear to God, I get like two or three a week. I should look into like how
there
to tell
are,
them, please don't send these. Somebody's going to take this out of my mailbox, write it to themselves.
Oh, they don't care.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, sorry, Tom. Oh, yeah, no. Our mistake.
And
we'll
never
going to
use one of these checks. It seems like one of these banks is like, hey, trick the other bank. Give them one of these checks.
I do get that a lot where it's like, hey, because I never have credit card debt. I pay my bill every month in full like a go-lo boy.
Like a go-lo boy?
Good little boy.
Oh, all right.
I mumbled it a little bit.
What the hell's a go-lo boy?
You know, a go-lo boy.
Some weird thing.
Go out loud.
Lay
out.
Low.
Yeah.
Boy.
And they are always like, oh, well, if you're paying off this, surely you must have debt on another card.
Yeah, it must just be... Yeah, oh,
just reminding you, you can pay off your other debt with this card. And it's like, what makes you think this, American Express?
Yeah, now that you mention it, I always get it from banks, like from cards that I never use, that I just like have had for years that I don't close out. That must be it, that they're like, ah, you're using somebody else's card. Here, use this. So anyway, that's one of the things
there are companies that are like not associated with you, like that you don't have an account with.
Most companies aren't associated with me.
I don't know.
Tim, I work for very few companies.
But they will send you checks in the mail.
Checks in the mail. That's where the saying comes from.
Exactly. And they're like, here's a $2,000 check. And on it, it'll be like, if you deposit this check, we will...
Kill you.
No, the opposite. Well,
give birth
kind
to
of.
You.
We'll give birth to you. But if you deposit it, they'll be like, okay, this is a loan, and you'll immediately start paying 28% interest or some other like loan shark level.
That's a lot. 28%.
Yeah. And they just like they count on a lot of people not reading that tiny print on the check and just being like, $2,000, hell yeah, and
free
depositing
check.
It. And they send them to mostly lower income people in America, and then they like sue you into oblivion when
you
don't
pay
it back. And they just like send a bunch of people into bankruptcy, but once in a while it pays off. Tim Geithner's part of it. Anyway, moving on.
So I have to shred those things. I was dumping out my shred stuff the other day. There must be a lot of people like on my floor, like looking to flee town or something. Because somebody else had their shredding dumpings dumped
shredding
in the...
Shredding season, baby. It's summertime.
In the recycling. And boy, I got so jealous. I really jealous of their shredder. It looked like it did a much better job than mine.
Let me ask you about your shredder. What do you got? What do you got going there?
Look, man, it's nothing fancy.
Is it a crosscut?
It's a crosscut.
You don't want the penguin putting together, reassembling all your shredders.
Yeah, that's another thing. How often does that happen? Did that only happen like in the 80s when shredders would just, cut things into thin slices?
That's the shredder I had, though.
Oh, really? Just now?
It was slicer. Oh, it was slices and dust.
No, the penguin's going to tape those back together again.
I don't think the penguin had, like, here's the thing.
Oh, I'll have his minions.
Like, I would shred, like, credit card applications, right? Mm-hmm. But and so because I didn't want somebody like filling out a credit card application in my name but with their address they pull that out of the thing, right?
Yeah, that's what I shred too.
But
yeah, I'm like never shredding
it's
personal
not worth
documents
it.
I'm shredding things the bank sends me that I don't want.
Yeah, the credit limit that the banks or the credit cards are offering me isn't worth your time to tape together an application.
It is
application.
If it's free.
Tom, time is money. Don't you know this about time? It's money. Time is money, Tom. Tom, you know what they say? Time is money.
I have a life hack that I use sometimes if like I don't feel like digging the shredder out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take one of those checks.
This better be funny because you... guffawed.
Yeah, well, because this isn't a bit. I do this not all the time, but I do this sometimes. Mm-hmm. So like I'll take something and I'll rip it in half and I'll throw half in the garbage and half I'll flush down the toilet.
Again with the toilet.
But then it's like, well, where are the odds somebody's gonna find that half that I flushed down the toilet and the other half I threw out in the regular garbage?
What? You gotta stop flushing all this stuff down the toilet. It's not good for the pipes.
No, I make sure it, I like...
This is insane. What else do you flush down the toilet, you maniac? Just soup and checks?
Checks and soup, that's all.
All right.
And some unmentionables.
Yeah. Lingerie?
Yeah. Lingerie. No, I think if a plumber comes to your house and they snake out some lingerie, they have to call the police.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the police check under your floorboards.
Yeah, we got a live one here, boys. Yeah. Better get down here. Tape and paper together. I always get too confident with the shredder, too. Where I'm like,
wind up shredding your hand.
No, just because I have a bandage on my hand. It's nothing to do with it. No, it'll say like 5 5-page shredder. And I'll do that for a while. Then I'm like, come on, man. You can handle 6. It's not that much more. Jam.
Yeah. And then you have to reverse it.
Oh, yeah. You have to reverse it. Sometimes you have to, like, really get in there.
Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Does your shredder have a part for a credit card?
Yes. It Love doesn't it. Work that great,
I know.
Though.
It never works.
Yeah. It's kind of like, there's just, like, a little bit wider part.
And the thing is, I was so fascinated by it. Like years ago when I bought my shredder, that I shredded a card that wasn't like shouldn't have been shredded.
A current active card.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because I was like, I'll just order a new one. Right? I just wanted to see. I got this shredder.
What did
you I
was
think like, was, I want to see what this puppy can do.
Yeah. Well, let me open this beast up.
Yeah. And guess what? First card got stuck in there. Couldn't send any more cards through. And I had to get a new card.
And a new shredder.
No, I just couldn't use that card part. But like,
yeah,
you know, it's a standard Visa card.
You can just cut the card in half, half in the garbage, half down the toilet.
Your cards now, Tom?
No. You can just cut like the strip part out and put that down the toilet.
Okay,
that's nice and skinny.
I put That'll them in. I melt them in the microwave. Can you do that?
Melt a card in the microwave? Yeah, you could. I mean, that's not going to be good for your microwave and, like, the food you cook after that.
Why?
There's plastic and metal in there.
So what?
You're cooking...
Tom, you eat a lean cuisine every once in a while. That's no secret. Everybody knows. That has
Due
a
plastic... Due to my svelte figure.
Yeah. That has a plastic film on.
That's
top.
A different type of plastic.
You don't know. Like, you know, like you're a
well,
plastic
expert. Well,
so are
you cooking the card to the point where it melts?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. If you cook like a
just till
lean
the numbers
cuisine
melt
in the microwave,
off.
You don't cook it until
Tom,
the plastic melts.
I do this all
melts.
The time. The plastic is part of it. It's like the wrapper on a Trident. You can eat it.
So along with, what? No, that's not the case either. Yeah, I mean, sure, I've eaten those, but you shouldn't.
I mean, you can.
You can eat those in lieu of Trident sometimes if you're
just
in
the wrapper?
Yeah, if you're in a
wrapper?
Bad spot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like wax paper.
It's not even wax paper, Tom. It's just paper.
I wanted to talk about, along with this, security, the topic of
Yeah, you're
the,
making some... expert hand motions here.
Just for your benefit, too. Yeah. Because you were thinking internet security when I said security. I was thinking more home security.
Oh. I mean, I was just thinking shredder. And also, we were talking about passwords online today for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I thought we could just read the transcript of our conversation, call it a day.
Sure, if you want to. But I have some things to say
what's
about
your,
home security.
What's your Netflix password?
Yeah, right. No way. I'm not telling nobody.
What's your Gmail password?
I don't even know it because I use a password manager.
Me too, Tom.
Yeah,
I got a
password.
No oh, I can't talk about password. My password chunk. Coming up at the end of this episode, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
What do you think about... all right. So is there any like other privacy stuff besides shredding papers that you do at home?
Yeah. When I'm getting changed, I pull the blinds down.
You know what? I don't do that. I think my neighbors see me in the buff.
You have a different situation than I do. I feel like you're not as close.
I'm basically playing the odds that, like, yeah, I'm not, I, you know, it's a pretty wide street between me and across the street.
Exactly.
And my building's a big building. The building across the street's a big building. And, like...
Actually, that increases the chance of a perv with a telescope, though.
That's true. But, like,
Do
I always think, like,
that...
somebody'd really need to be, like, camping out, like, focused on my...
Maybe he knows your routine. Or she.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have a routine.
Or it might be a dog.
Could be a robot. Could be a security camera.
Like the movie Sliver. Has anybody ever seen the movie Sliver?
I've seen the movie Sliver. I can't tell you how many times.
Really?
It's on HBO all the time.
Alec Baldwin,
Sharon Stone. No, not. It was Stephen Baldwin, I believe.
Oh, yeah. One of the famous Baldwin brothers.
Yes.
That's a fact.
It They're is. Famous. Yeah, it's true. It's one of the famous Baldwin boys. Yeah.
Long Island boys made good.
Through and through from Massapequa.
Every one of them massively respected.
Yep. And cool.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about, did they catch a perv recently, a peeping Tom?
No.
No.
No, no, no. Just the way that I'm set up, mm-hmm. Tom, it's a narrow street. So I got the people across the street. And then also in my own building, there's like a cutout for the entranceway. So like people like in the next apartment can see into my bedroom window. If Ooh. It's a, yeah, exactly. And it makes me uncomfortable.
Can see your marital bed.
It's just the same bed I've had for a while.
You can get a new marital bed. You can go down to Sleepy's and say, me and my soon to be wife here, we're looking for a marital bed.
You know what I'm waiting for? One of those goddamn mattress companies to sponsor this goddamn podcast for once. Literally every other podcast, it's like, oh yeah, one of these jerk companies sent me a free mattress and it's great. Send me a free mattress.
Well, so now...
Me and my wife have to sleep on a freaking pile of hay.
So now, if you ever do hear a mattress ad from us, you'll know you can trust it.
I'll say great things about them.
Yeah.
About all of our sponsors.
Do you, like, snap at your wife all the time when she's like, we should get a new mattress? You're like, no, I'm waiting for a podcast mattress.
Snap at her about everything, and she snaps at me. We're like the lock horns.
Yeah, always locking horns.
Yeah. But you know what? We love each other. We eat dinner, and I'm like, what is this, slop?
You say, what is this slop, or what is this slop?
Both.
Okay, you mix it up.
I go like this. I go like, what is this, slop? Slop?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, it's slop. She's usually making slop for yeah. Sloppy Joes.
Slop or gruel. yeah, so
and
I don't
she's
even.
She's just like, why are you just watching TV in your underpants?
Yeah, and you're
like, get off my back.
Yeah, hey, I'm paying for your bonbons, ain't I?
Yeah. I do buy her a lot of bonbons. She doesn't even like bonbons. It's another point of contention.
You know, I've never even seen bonbons in the store.
I don't know what bonbons are.
I think they're ice cream, like little ice cream balls.
They
I think
would
they're
melt.
Like those. No, you know those like ice cream balls you can get at the
covered in chocolate.
Yeah, at the movie theater.
Mm.
I think they're those.
Well, that doesn't seem that extravagant when people are like, "Oh, sitting back eating bonbons. It's just some movie theater candy."
No, but it has to.
Oh,
be...
look at this! Look at this queen sitting back on her throne eating Sour Patch Kids. And
no,
snow caps.
I think it's that, you know, they have to be kept within a certain temperature range.
So they're saying it's somebody who likes the cold?
No, it's just like, wow, they really have to be careful with those bonbons. Eat them all or put them back in the freezer, maybe? Mm. I think also, like, back in the 80s, it was like, wow, to have a refrigerated treat is quite a thing. Quite a thing indeed, sir.
You just get a block of ice. That's what I do.
So yeah, I don't even like really close my blinds. So I'm not too
Why
worried.
Would you? You don't take your air conditioner out of the window in the winter time. You don't do much, do you, Tom? You just boil eggs in your weird machine.
What do you think about these the doorbells with a secret camera in them?
I don't know about them.
Like a ring.
That's one of the things. Somebody comes to the door.
Yeah. Ding dong.
I'm bathing my children. I can't come to the phone right now.
Yeah, that's the commercial that they always show. That the woman's like, oh, a strange man came to the door.
Why are you talking like
came
this?
Came to the door. I'll tell him. I'm busy bathing my children. It's like, well, that's a very vulnerable position to be in. If that's a man who's, you know...
Yeah, if he's going to rob you, if it's going to be a home invasion,
yeah,
it's like,
oh,
okay.
Cool, I'll kick the door in, then
yeah,
you're busy. You want to make sure your kids aren't going to drown. I'll just take your TV in the meantime.
Exactly. Or if I want to, like, there's no way out. Like, if you're in the corner with your bathtub, it's not like there's a window you can jump out of there.
They should make a new version of that commercial, and when he rings the doorbell... She says, oh, I'm practicing jujitsu with my children.
Yeah, we're practicing loading our guns by loading guns.
We're practicing submission holds and neck snaps.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, yikes.
We're setting up paint cans with attached to ropes on the stairs.
No, that you don't want to tell them about.
What? Well, I mean, either way, they got to go upstairs if you're upstairs.
Well, I have some stuff to talk about that in a moment.
Home Alone?
No, kind of. But my brother...
I can't come to the door right now. I'm busy setting up something that will electrocute you till we can see your skeleton. And then he'll be like, oh, I'm getting out of here.
My brother and sister-in-law have one of those doorbell cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, they woke up and...
Also, they're not secret. You said they were secret.
Isn't
the idea that somebody knows and they're like, all right, I'm going to be caught on camera at this place. And I might, slip and fall, I'll wind up on AFV and Alfonso Ribeiro will be clowning on me in front of everybody.
That's not what they use as a deterrent.
Should be.
I mean, the thing's not that big. It looks pretty much like a regular doorbell.
Okay.
But anyway, one time my brother and sister-in-law, they were... one of the chairs on their deck was gone in the morning, and then they found it down the street.
Teens. My diagnosis.
No, they were able to go back to the footage, and they saw a man take their chair. Oh. No, a man. It wasn't a raccoon.
I thought maybe multiple raccoons.
But I wouldn't I just saw that movie, A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got security cameras all
starring
over.
Starring Jim from The Office.
Yeah, starring Jim from The Office and Pam from The Office.
Yeah.
Real life couple.
I wish it was Pam, right?
It
pisses me off that they didn't get together in real life.
Yeah.
The hell, guys.
Well, write a letter to NBC.
I did. I wrote many. I showed up there.
I don't like the idea of... Like, just seeing a night vision security camera image is scary to me.
Okay.
Right?
No, not really. I disagree.
If I'm alone in my house and, I heard a noise outside, what'd you say?
I'm never alone.
And I heard a noise outside.
I've engineered everything, so there's always somebody, a faithful companion by my side.
And I hear a noise outside. I don't want to look at the camera because what if I look at the camera and it's like a mean man going, sharpening his knife. No, I'd rather not know.
You go get one of your guns.
I don't have any guns. Mm. Stop spreading that fallacy. That's my position on security cameras. Too scary. I don't want them.
So you don't want it. You'd rather not know.
Rather not know.
You were saying, oh yeah, who was the guy that stole the chairs?
Just some guy. It was like a young man.
Did they confront him?
No. Do you not understand how a videotape works?
Well, was it a neighborhood man?
They're like the guys that run out of the theater when the train comes into the station. Yeah, well, he's right there. Get him.
Tom, so some guy came into the neighborhood, moved their chair, and then was just never seen again?
Yeah, I think so.
What the hell? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
He was probably drunk. None of this makes any sense. High on drugs.
He was probably... So how was he in the area? I know they
what
live
mean,
in a small...
How was he in the area?
What was he doing?
He was walking around.
You don't think he...
They don't keep track of everybody that lives in the town.
I do. I have a series of video cameras like in the movie Sliver.
It wasn't anybody that they recognized, if that's what you're getting
at.
Okay,
well, they should show it to me. I know a lot of people.
All right, I'll let them know. Maybe they'll forward it along to you, see if it's some 20-year-old kid that you know.
Is it a 20-year-old? I mean, you seem to know a lot about this guy.
It
Did you
like
see
a
the
young,
video?
A young, yeah, I saw it. I was allowed to view it.
Can I? Do they
it
still have
it? It was during the daytime, so I wasn't scared watching it. Do they still have it? I think it's in the cloud.
You don't want security cameras because you're afraid of ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want a ghost popping up.
I don't want proof
or
of ghosts.
Or a specter. Or a
poltergeist.
Yeah.
You can't really see the poltergeist, but if you see plates flying around.
Yeah. Or that little boy in a tuxedo Three Men and a Baby. He died in that very apartment.
He didn't die.
He did. The man at Golden Video told me.
So you mentioned Home Alone. I wanted to talk about booby traps for a minute since we're talking about home security.
All right. I did not know this. That's what this episode would be about. I had a chunk on password managers.
We can talk. You we'll said you were saving it to the end.
Yeah. After the big finish. After the plugs. You got to sit through the plugs. Spoiler alert, we're doing a London show that should be sold out by now.
Did you know that in the phrase booby trap, booby is like a stand-in for like a dolt or a moron?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like a moron trap.
So
like
it implies that you'd have to be dumb to fall
for
these things?
Yeah, it's like a boob trap. Like, look at this boob. I bet he'll fall for this trap.
I did not know that because Indiana Jones, I guess, didn't fall for them.
Yeah.
But his companion was. But his companion was also a real scoundrel, though. Because he tried to steal the thing for himself.
Yeah. A boob.
Yeah.
They're meant for boobs, but they might catch other people on their crosshairs.
All right.
And I was talking about this, ring, you know, there's a few companies,
the videotape that you can't watch. No, otherwise not the you'll ring. Die unless you make
no,
somebody
the,
else watch
the
it.
Videotape freaking doorbells.
Right. It's not videotape
doorbells, video doorbells.
Right.
And like, there's a bunch of startups that make these things. Why isn't there a Silicon Valley startup focusing on booby traps for the home?
Liability issues, maybe?
No, because in a lot of states, like if somebody breaks into your house, home alone rules. All bets are off. You can do anything to them you want. Some states, that's not the case because you hear the stories every once in a while, like, you know, a robber fell down the stairs and then sued the homeowner.
Yeah, and then every suburban dad gets angry for no reason, even though, like, they don't know where it happened or when it happened, but they read about it on the internet.
Yeah.
And this country's going to hell, goddammit.
But I'm saying, like, liability things aside, like, yeah, why isn't there a company out there like, yeah, we've got these new, you know, Wi-Fi enabled booby traps for your home?
What are you thinking?
Yeah,
you
know, like a Wi-Fi paint can tied to a string.
I mean, it would be
smart. You could put in an accelerometer on there. It'll tell you, like, the force with which it hit a burglar's head.
Yeah, I just, practically speaking.
Now, keep in mind, I'm talking about booby traps, not man traps.
Okay. But some kids are dumb, right? Kids are often
Well,
boobs.
Do you know the difference between a booby trap and a man trap?
What's that?
A man trap is meant to trap a man, but to actually trap him. A booby trap is not necessarily meant to trap somebody.
Meant to kill them.
Kill or hurt or scare or surprise.
Ah. Yeah, I would start a surprise trap, not trap, just a surprise company
that'll shoot streamers out or something. That's just a novelty company.
Yeah, but like a smart home enabled novelty company. If you could get the Internet of Things involved in planning a surprise party, wouldn't you?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, if you can get, like, if there are two products on the shelf and one is a can of peanut brittle with snakes in it and one is a can of peanut brittle with snakes in it, that's an Internet of Things and, like, it connects to HomeKit and all that.
Yeah, you can see on your refrigerator if there's snakes in the can.
Yeah, or if you need to get new snakes.
Exactly.
I was reading about...
You can see the tension of the springs when they're coiled, because if you coil them too long, the springs aren't going to be, you know?
Yeah, well, all that's kind of why stuff. You got to keep people falling for the snakes in a can all the time, keep the springs fresh.
Oh, I do it every day of my life. It's part of the reason why my wife hates me.
It's part of, but not solely. Yeah. A lot of it falls on just the, what is this, slop?
Yeah.
And what is this slop?
And then sometimes it's, what is this slop? Slop?
I'm researching all this stuff and thinking about a booby trap company. I was researching, this is a guy that there should be a movie about, like a big movie.
It's just Kevin McAllister. They made two movies.
No, let me tell you about this man, Tim. Soren Sorensen Sam quotes Adams.
Joran Vandersloot?
No. Is Danish American. And you know how Danish.
So is Joran Vandersloot.
You know how Danish American or how Danish he was? His father made clogs. That's what he did for a living.
No, he didn't invent clogs.
No, but talk about a Danish occupation to have.
I don't know much about the Danes.
They wear wooden shoes.
Clogs?
Clogs, not clods. Not clogs. Not clods, you clod. In 1904, Adams found himself employed as a salesman for a dye company. One of the products he sold caused workers to sneeze, and Sam found a way to extract this derivative from the dye and called this new powder Kachu. Within a few years, the sneezing powder craze that swept the country had subsided, and Sam set out on innovating new products. So he made the first sneezing powder.
Right.
Took the country by storm. But then eventually the country was like, what else you got for us, Sam?
Come on, Sam.
Listen to this murderer's row of products this guy made. The exploding cigarette box. The snake nut can, which we were just discussing.
Yeah.
Itching powder.
That's too far.
The stink bomb.
Gross.
And the dribble glass.
The stink bomb makes a place smell like your apartment after you've used that egg boiler.
Yeah, just use the egg boiler. It's reusable. It's renewable. And the dribble glass all entered the Adams line in the next decade. But you know what he made the prototype for in 1928?
I'm going to guess.
Guess.
Is it a certain device that elicits a Bronx cheer when you sit on it?
No.
Oh.
But there's something to that.
Okay.
This was the Joy Buzzer.
Oh, okay. Joy Buzzers, I feel like we got a G-rated version of these things in our joke boxes.
No.
Whereas in the past, they would fucking do some damage.
No. Oh. Popular misconception. Because of like cartoons.
Yeah. And like, I'd say like Three Stooges.
No, I was looking at the original prototype diagram, like the patent for the Joy Buzzer, identical to a Joy Buzzer you would buy at a reputable like, store today.
It yeah, slightly spring. Vibrates.
Yeah, it's meant to, and like it does
meant
feel
to
like
startle
electric.
You?
Yeah. Because you're shaking a man's hand. You think a business deal's done, and all of a sudden you get a little shock.
Ah, the deal is not done.
But he says, oh, it's just
it's
a
time
joke.
For you to be humiliated by my hand.
I'm thinking about becoming a Joy Buzzer guy.
Just always having a Joy
just
Buzzer?
Always having a Joy Buzzer. Whenever I meet somebody or see somebody I haven't seen in a long time.
That's why I always do the fist bump.
You're afraid of Joy Buzzers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, I guess somebody would be like, no, I'm not falling
for it.
You're
going to get me this time.
You always have it, and I'd be like, I swear to God, I swear. I swear on everything, and then I'll get them again. In 1940, the owner of the Gem Rubber Company of Toronto, Canada, approached Sam with a newly invented item.
What did they make, condoms?
The precursor of what would become the whoopee cushion. Sam said that the item was too vulgar and would never sell.
You know what? Sam can go screw. Oh, you know what? That's the arc, right? That's when, you know, at the end of Boogie Nights, when Burt Reynolds is out of touch and he's like, it's never going to go to video.
Yeah.
And it's like, it'll never sell. People want art.
That's kind of what happened.
Yeah,
to
this
Sam.
Guy Sam is just like too vulgar. People don't want this, and that was his downfall.
You know what though? He had a few things after that weren't bad. The bar bugging ice cube. So
that's
just
good.
A bugging ice.
You know
cube.
What the thing about that ice cube? With,
are you
gonna with the
quote Doctor? What's his name from The Simpsons?
No, what?
Remember he tells Homer like it actually would have been better to just use a real ice.
Oh,
cube.
Oh yeah, because like. Not even that, like it was dirty. Like I remember putting it in my parents had a party when I was a kid, and I put it in, and they're just like, not only was this like, I saw this on the floor earlier, but also like the chemicals to make, like it was 1986, like the chemicals they made that clear plastics out, and I put it in the microwave, and I know you can't put it in.
Well, and they were working off of, like, I doubt they changed the formulation from the 30s or whatever.
Anyway, it's dirty.
He also invented the money maker. You ever see that one?
No.
Where it's like the little rolling thing, and it, like, plain paper goes in.
That's more of a magic trick than
Well, look, Timmy dabbled in all things. The squirting nickel, The jumping coin and the laughing tissue. I don't know what the laughing tissue
is. The jumping coin.
I don't know that one either. I know the squirting nickel. I always thought that one was kind of dumb.
Yeah, this guy, because it didn't even, it was just.
It's like, look, if you're going to make something squirt, just do the old flower.
Now, how does this relate to security, Tom?
What well, was these it? Are
you,
all.
You just talked for 10 minutes about a guy that did pranks. Yeah. In the 1930s.
Well, I'm doing my due diligence. I'm trying to do some research into, you know, booby trapping my home. And this guy, he had like, you know.
Well, I don't think the squirting nickel is gonna do anything.
Well,
keep
what if
you,
it's
you,
a very cowardly robber?
Still.
He's very easily deterred. He's like, oh, forget it. It's
well,
too much trouble.
You could probably just be like, please leave.
What if I'm not there?
The dog would scare him away if he's that cowardly.
Maybe he likes dogs, the dogs like him.
Mm.
I think my dog would be very easy to win over by a crook.
Ooh, she's not very loyal.
No, I think
she doesn't like you.
Nah, she's just
is it because you always call her dinner slop? Ginger, what is this, slop?
No, what do I call her food? Yummies. Say, hey, you want some yummies?
I don't know why, but I wish you didn't tell me that.
What else about booby traps? Oh, locks. What about locking your door, Tim? You ever lock your door?
I lock my door obsessively.
Do you? All right. So
when I close my door, I immediately lock it.
Does it auto lock when you close it?
No, I don't like that feature.
I used to not like that feature, and then I kept leaving my door wide open.
Yeah.
So I've since turned that on. Here's what I do if I need to go out into the hallway for a minute. Open the door, throw the deadbolt. And then when the door bounces back, bounces off the deadbolt. It can't close on me.
Yeah.
That one's free.
Awesome. What if somebody sneaks by you in that time, though?
Well, I don't do it if it's a situation where I'm worried about somebody sneaking by me.
Well, then.
I do it when I have to, like, throw garbage down the chute because the toilet's backed up.
All right. Tom, what else about home security or flushing things down the toilet?
Would you trust a smart lock?
No, I don't like that stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Seems like somebody could just put a magnet on it and.
Now, what is it? What is a smart lock?
Like a lock you can.
I know, but explain to our listeners.
Like, they have these locks you can buy in the store, and say using a key, or maybe in addition to a key, you can like use your phone to unlock your door, which is great if like you need to give other people access. To your door?
Have you ever needed to give anybody?
Yeah, but I never have to do that. I mean, but if you have like a Airbnb or if you have like a big family or something and people are always coming in and out, if you got like a nice house.
I'd rather just not have that lifestyle. Right? People coming in and out of your house.
That's
stressful. Yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah, what gives the lock?
Yeah.
You know what? I always want.
Big
like,
family. All right.
So I always.
Either, if you don't have a key, then I don't know.
I always like on TV when like people have like big houses and people are always like coming and going. I always think I want that, but I don't want that.
If you had a big house, I can see that, yeah. But not if you don't have a big
house.
Yeah,
but if it's so big you can't tell who's coming and who's going.
Whatever. I feel like, are you talking about like the Kardashians? I feel like there's always somebody in like, they're not sure who's in their one of their eight living rooms at any time.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was talking about,
like
but I know what you're talking
of the
about.
The Kardashians, so that might be way off.
No, I think you're right. Like, that's always yeah. kind of
like
the,
Ray J is always in like the vestibule or something,
rifling through the linen closet. Like, are there any clean towels in here? I'm gonna go take a dip in the pool. Yeah. Do you always deadbolt your door? I only deadbolt my door when I'm going to sleep.
Pretty much at night.
Oh, I meant to mention.
And I, you got the chain in your situation?
I do, but I never put that up.
I use the chain every night.
See, I feel like if they got past the deadbolt, the chain's nothing.
Well, you know, it couldn't hurt.
It could if you're trying to get out of there real quick. Well, if they've come in through the window. And
that's
you got to get out of your apartment.
That's what my arsenal is for.
I'd like to test your. Do you think you could kick down your door?
Nah.
Yeah. Think I could?
My door?
Yeah.
No.
Nah, you seem very confident.
Yeah.
Only one way to find out.
I don't invite you to try. I mean, if you want to pay for it. I think it would arouse suspicion if you were just there kicking at my door.
I'd only do it once.
One kick?
Yeah.
Hell no, you can't kick my door in.
Well, if I get a running start, you kind of have narrow hallways.
Yeah.
That's how they, probably for that reason.
Exactly. The way that you're set up.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
an
angle from the.
Yeah, I'm at the end of like a T shape.
Yeah.
So somebody could come like, running down a hallway.
Yeah.
Only have to deter, make like a slight angle alteration at the very end.
Yeah, which does, you know what I would probably do is do an elevator situation, because then you can do a straight line, like an angle.
No,
like open the door from your elevator.
No, that doesn't work. The elevator is not right across from
Let's
me.
Let the listeners judge for themselves. What's your address and apartment
No,
number?
I meant to mention, Tim, at the very top of this, people should beware that, look, I have a lot of enemies. A lot of the information I'm throwing out there is misinformation to give my enemies
Which stuff?
To confuse
the stuff
them.
About the joy buzzer or the whoopee cushion?
No, that stuff is all true.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, the layout, how I lock my doors and everything, I could be bluffing. I could be full of S, telling you all kinds of S, effing yeah. with you.
Were you lying about the egg boiler? That thing doesn't exist.
It does exist.
They do exist.
Booby traps, dogs. We talked about dogs.
What do you mean? Like dogs as security?
Yeah, dogs as security.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Why not?
Because that puts the dog at risk.
Well, the dog doesn't know. Well, no, and I'm not saying,
I don't care,
like,
if the dog knows if it's at risk. If somebody, somebody's like intent on getting to you,
mm-hmm.
let's say you're fabulously wealthy like I am,
mm-hmm.
a dog, you know, is just becomes an obstacle for them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all sorts of cruel things can happen to that dog. A dog shouldn't be used as a tool or a
That's
deterrent.
That's why you get Dobermans.
Still, somebody has a weapon.
No, I'm not talking about like getting dogs that you like keep chained up outside as like guard dogs. I'm just saying a dog in general. They say that having a dog is a way better like a home invasion deterrent than a gun, because like most people, if they're like, oh, the house has a dog, that dog will know I don't live there. If he sees me, the jig is up inside the house.
Good that you have both.
Don't have both.
Anyway.
I have one very tiny dog that wouldn't scare anybody.
If you like the
Except
show.
An even smaller dog. Or man. Or a small man like yourself who can fit under a cup.
Listen, I can fit under your door too. Son of a bitch. If you like the show.
Tim, I think that's a threat.
If you like the show, find out more at tcgte.com. You can do the Facebook thing, facebook.com/complete guide.
Twitter.com/complete guide.
At complete guide.
If you go to twitter.com/complete guide, you'll find the same thing.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, you know, you can just put at this.
What do you mean you can just put at this? No, you can't.
On an app.
What?
Who's not using apps these days?
You don't even have to put the app.
Oh, I like to access Twitter through a web browser like a maniac.
I think that's how most people access it.
Yeah, maniacs, every one of you. Follow me on Twitter @yourpaltim and Instagram.
You can follow me on those things @TomReynolds. And you can support us by checking out tcgte.com/pledge for our weekly Patreon bonus episode. And at tcgte.com/Amazon for our Amazon shopping experience.
Tom, are we doing a show in London in September?
We
yeah.
are on September 15th at tcgte.com/live at 9:30 p.m. London time, merry old England time.
You made it
Greenwich
sound like we
mean
were doing
time.
The show on the internet. We're doing it at King's Place.
We're doing it
London
at King's
podcast.
Place. You got to buy a ticket. They won't let you in with that one. Their rules, not ours.
tcgte.com/live. But we're bound to uphold those rules, Tom.
Yeah, we've agreed.
Yeah.
After a lot of tense negotiations.
Storm the gates. I don't care.
Tim, I think you have a chunk you promised everyone.
Hey, Tom. So I realize I got a lot of websites that I need to,
Is this an ad?
Enter passwords on.
Uh-huh.
That's a chunk.
Okay.
This is the chunk of... So it's like, you know, I'm doing this thing, and I was, you know, the experts.
Do I have to be here for this part?
The experts, or can you just say, you know, you need a password manager because you can't use the same password for every site. And if you use kind of some algorithmic thing, people are going to be able to figure that out.
The rhythm's
right?
going to get you.
Oh, God, I'm thrown off. So I got one of these password managers, and they tell you all these fancy passwords you can use at these new
Wait,
sites.
Did you just hire a person as a
password? I went to thewirecutter.com, and I followed their instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I put all my passwords in there. They said, make these stronger. I made them all stronger. And then they're like, guess how you access all these passwords? Think of a password. And I picked a weak password. Now everybody can guess that.
Tim, what the hell? I mean, I know, like, usually by this point in the show, people aren't listening, but...
It's, you threw me off with it. I was...
But that was just, like,
out.
Disrespectful.
I had it worked out, and then you were just interrupting me.
I was trying to save you. I was trying to throw you a lifeline.
I lost my rhythm early on. It was. I was gonna hit that more about like, oh, I don't know, like, but it wouldn't suggest a password for the main. I forget what it's called. The overall password.
Right.
You know
what I mean?
The
master password.
Yeah, the master password. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, well, I'm not gonna. I'll need. You know what? I need a password manager to remember that. And there was a whole chunk about how I would get a second password a second password manager to remember that password. Uh-huh. But then I'd need a password for that one, and where does it end? You understand where I'm going?
Yeah.
With this?
No, it's better to save it for your half hour special.
Yeah.
Let people hear it fresh.
This London show, maybe I'll do my full half hour on
ooh,
on
there you go
managers.
There's a now it'll sell out.
Yeah, I don't like doing this very much, Tom.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.